From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
U.S. legislation aimed at illegal immigrants could hit the Caribbean community. Colombian drug smugglers, cartels, French and Dutch officials work together in St. Martin, and in Guyana, the arguments over the rights and wrongs of hanging continue. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. U.S. President Bill Clinton today signed an executive order preventing companies which have employed illegal immigrants from obtaining federal contracts for a year. The order is part of a wider effort to stop U.S. employers from hiring illegal immigrants. Yvette Collymore reports that these initiatives have sweeping implications for immigrant Caribbean communities in the U.S.
Congress recently provided $50 million to make sure immigration laws are enforced at the workplace. The Immigration and Naturalization Service has received the green light